He gets a redo. Here's a chance for him to really throw himself at the mercy of the court. Zagel certainly has had a lot of, there's been a lot of people who've questioned that 14-year sentence. There's, if you know, love or hate Arad Blagojevich, almost just anecdotally, everybody who comes up to me to talk about this case, and a lot of people do, they all, that's always what I hear repeatedly. 14 years was too long for him. So maybe he's got a lot.
It was a lot more
fun
than George Ryan. It was a lot more than a lot of the other political corruption convictions we saw.
Yeah, and you know, Tony Rezko got 10 years, I believe, and he's out already for various reasons. So and right, George Ryan 6.5 years. So it's considerably more, and you know, a lot of people feel like, hey, you know, what did he do? He didn't pocket anything, kind of thing. So even putting that aside, though, even if you are horrified by what he did, 14 years, I think most people have raised objections about. So to the extent that that's made its way to Judge Zagel, maybe he will, you know, relent a little bit, take a couple of years off. And then if, and then between that and a halfway house and a rehab program, which that's one of the few ways to shave off time in federal prison, and Blagojevich is taking advantage of that. He could get out a little bit earlier than expected.
Last thing I want to ask you about, sort of an interesting little coda to this story. One of your colleagues at Politico on Monday reported that there's a lawsuit seeking information about interviews that President Barack Obama did with the FBI in relation to the Blagojevich scandal.
Right. I mean, what a lot of people forget about is that President-elect Obama at the time had to sit for a formal interview in this case because he was the subject of a lot of conversations on these tapes, and they wanted to know what he knew and when and so forth. And so he sat down, and so they have, the FBI does have what's called a 302 report on that Barack Obama gave. So this conservative group, Judicial Watch, is trying to get the 302 reports from Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and Rahm Emanuel from then. They're trying to get that released. Now, you know, there's some thinking that, you know, if ever they're going to have some success in doing this, it'll be now while the president is still president, just from getting public pressure and while he's still in public office. Once he's out of office, it might be more difficult. At least that's the thinking. My colleague also mentioned to me that, believe it or not, people are still trying to get Hillary Clinton documents from the Whitewater case from eons ago and still have been unable. On the other hand, you know, we've seen some stuff coming out of Washington that we've not seen before from different FOIA requests and email, the whole Clinton email situation. So I think Judicial Watch feels emboldened by that, at least, and they're giving it their best shot to get pry loose some of the stuff.